Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. My pleasure. I'm Jim Blasingame. And you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. You know, folks, I introduced our first guest in the previous segment, and I got almost everything right. The name is Ranjith Kumaran. I got those two names pretty right. I think I said Ranjith, and it's actually Ranjith Kumaran. I got the last name right. I got the company right. I got his job title right. But I said that it was a lady. Well, that's what I was told, but it turns out that I was wrong about that. How could I miss? How could I have missed something that dramatic? Ranjith is he's our new friend, but he's a guy, and I'm sure he's pretty happy about that. Ranjith, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me. I'm pretty sure it was somebody playing a joke on me.
I think they may have been playing a little game on us there, Ranjith. But anyway, it's good to have you here, and thank you for being a good sport. Here's something that's very interesting about what's going on right now, Ranjith. We've got 17 million people out of work, or unemployed or underemployed, and over 10% of our workforce is unemployed, and yet productivity is going up. Now, you and I both know that part of that productivity is just people saying, man, I've got a job. I want to keep my job. I'm going to work a little harder. You know, no, boss, I don't mind taking another person's job. Just thank you for the job. That's part of it. But the other part is technology, leveraging technology, automating. And that's, I believe that one of the first steps toward growth, Ranjith, is not going to be to hire more people. It was going to be to employ more technology. What do you think?
Yeah, I agree. I mean, I've been in the technology sector for about 12 years now, and I remember I was running a small sales engineering team for a Silicon Valley startup many years ago, and what I remember was most of my workers were mobile. You know, there were only so many hours in the day, and we did everything off of, you know, our laptops, and we were always on the go at airports, but I remember things would grind to a halt when you were, you know, off the network, things like
right.
that, and that just isn't happen anymore. I mean, our CRM, our sales system now, you said it at least, are online, so you can have access to your customer data at any time. And that wasn't the case even, you know, 5-10 years ago, where you had to be in the office behind your firewall to have access to
right.
critical data like customer lists.
And now you throw in the growth of mobile with the smartphones. You don't even have to have a laptop anymore.
That's right, and I'm a father of two, and I never wanted to be that guy who checked his email while he was at the park with his kids.
The crackberry guy.
I saved it off as long as I could, and even being a technologist, I saved it off until last year, which is when I got my first smartphone.
Yeah.
To check email, and I have to say, if you're smart about how you use it, it does definitely increase your productivity, keeps you more in touch with your business, but. Yeah, I'm a big advocate of work-life balance, I think, these days when you're doing more with less.
But see, the thing is, technology actually, if you use it properly, as you said, technology actually contributes to work-life balance, because if you've got a smartphone, which I have now too, I mean, I've had a BlackBerry for years, but I went over to a Droid, to a HTC phone with a Droid software, the Android software from Google. I went over to that the last quarter of last year, and I love it. But what it does is it gives me access to my business when I need to be, while I'm being with my family. I mean, I can do things with my family. I can travel. I can do whatever I need to do, and then check in and not feel like I'm basically forsaking either one of them.
Yeah, I completely agree. For those of us running businesses, I think the livelihood of our employees sometimes depends on how responsive we are. And I remember, just like I said, I made the switch pretty late consciously, but if somebody calls you up in the middle of the weekend or something and you need to check your email, that was a half-hour ordeal where you need to power up the laptop,
right?
Think your mail, find it. Now I can talk to someone and check email at the same time, and within a minute, get some resolution.
Well, and the clouds, I mean, operating in the clouds these days is, I mean, more and more of us are doing this. And Google, Eric Schmidt said that Google will be more productive, more successful with mobile than they ever were or ever will be with PCs. And that's all about the clouds. And so these are all tools that make being online, I mean, being in business, a lot easier. And see, Ranjith, what I've been saying for a long time is being a business owner and having a family, we weave a very fine seam between those two worlds. And technology doesn't keep us from putting those two worlds together effectively. It helps us, I think. And you guys are doing that with your company, aren't you?
That's right. I like to call ourselves old school. Even before the cloud, we were running in the cloud. And we don't think too much about trends and technology and things like that. We cater to very busy people. I'm not sure how much you know about the company. I can explain a little bit about what we do.
A little bit, but before you do that, I want you to tell the audience, because there's some people out there who might not know what we mean when we say the cloud. Tell them what that means.
Yeah, absolutely. And the term cloud has become a buzzword these days, but I think of it as far as you send it and companies like ours are concerned, is that we run applications, software applications for you in our data centers that you can access through your web browser or your mobile phone, and you're not installing software and running it. Now, the more technical term for cloud computing is the ability to rent computing time. Like, for example, if you needed to set up software or needed some compute cycles, you would rent that from companies like Usenet and Google without having to build up your own infrastructure and buy hardware and storage and things like that.
It's processing power that doesn't reside on your on any device of yours.
That's right. That's a pretty abstract concept for me. So that's why we like to keep it simple and say, we'll run all your applications to access us through your browser or your mobile phone or your tablet or what have you. But classic term cloud computing is literally, instead of buying a computer, you would use computing power provided to you by someone like Amazon or Google.
Right. Now, your company is called Usenet. And when we come back, I want to get you to tell us a little bit about, and we're doing this with other companies. We're letting different companies show us how they're doing things in the clouds helping us leverage technology. And this is one example, ladies and gentlemen, of opportunities that are out there. And so you can see what this industry is doing, and then go find this company or one of their competitors and do business with one of them. 20 after, I'm Jim Blassingame, Ranjith Kumaran, our new male friend, is with us right now. He'll be back. Little Green Onions bringing us back. That's the name of that song, 23 After. I'm Jim Blassingame. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Ranjith Kumaran is with us. Ranjith is the CTO, Chief Technical Officer at Usenet. We're talking about technology in your small business. By the way, folks, my website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Thank you for going there and using it to your advantage. And you're welcome. We work hard to try to make something available to you to help you with your business. And if you want to follow me on Twitter, I'm at Jim Blassingame. Ranjith, tell us how we can find you and your company.
Sure. We're Usenet. That's usenet.com with a Usenet.com. And we're also at YSI on Twitter.
All right. YSI on Twitter. All right, so tell us what Usenet does. What do you guys do?
So we're a digital file delivery company, and you can think of us as what the Postal Service or FedEx or UPS does for you. In the analog world, we do it digitally. So,
but I got an email client for that. What do I need you for that?
Well, actually, a lot of the problems stem from the limitations of email. So sometimes, in these days, more and more, often you're sending out videos and audio,
right,
and even large PowerPoint presentations.
Right, I do that. I do that.
And our customers tell us before they found Usenet, they used to try and either cram it through an email or chop it up into multiple pieces.
Right.
But it's a nightmare for the recipient, who has to then figure out how to put it all back together.
Do they have to have Usenet on their end too?
You don't have to. You can use it through the browser, and that's where most of our
usage,
70% of our
usage. So it's like an FTP file kind of thing.
A little bit, and
More elegant.
That's right. It's ease of use is kind of one of our mantras, and we have about 11 million people in our registered user base using it.
So, and folks, instead of sending an email to Grandma, the video of the kids to Grandma by email, and maybe it gets stuck, maybe AOL kicks it out or whatever, you can actually load it, drag it over to your desktop. Is that right? Come on, Rajat, and then they go to a website and pull it off of that website?
That's right. It's pretty simple. You go to the usendit.com, you select your file, you type in an email recipient, you type in a short message, and then when you hit send, the file ends up on the usendit server, and it can be a file up to 2 gigabytes in size, which is a lot of video, a lot of documents.
Yep.
And then the recipient gets an email with a single-click download.
And they click it, it takes them to, it opens up a browser page, though, right?
Correct, yeah, and there's a big download button. You can't mess it up.
That's a great service. I didn't know that was available. We'll have to, so what does it cost?
So there's a free service, which is very popular, and it lets you send files.
We like free. Free is very popular.
Up to about 100 megs, and then if you want to upgrade to have more security and tracking and bigger files, you can pay anywhere from $10 a month to $30 a month.
So why wouldn't – I mean, this does sound more elegant than FTP, which is something the average person doesn't know much about, FTP. But if you're in the media business, folks, you know all about FTP. Right, Rajat?
That's right. And the second most common thing that people use before finding usendit is they'll say, my IT guy told me to use this thing called FTP.
Yeah.
And I was able to figure it out, but then when I tried to explain it to my customer, my friend, they had no idea how to spell FTP.
Right. So you basically made FTP for the masses, and that's good for you for that. So folks, this is a way. For example, where I would think you could use something like this, especially where you'd want to make sure, whenever you deliver something to a customer, you don't just want to make sure that what gets delivered is on time and everything. You really kind of need to pay attention to how it is received and how it looks when they open it up, right?
That's right, and we let you brand it. And we also give you tracking, which lets you know that the right person got it, which is something you can't get with email.
That's a good deal. I'm glad to hear about that. So that's it. It's at usendit.com.
That's correct.
And so the little version for 100 megs, which is still a lot, is free.
That's right.
All you can eat.
That's right.
Up to 100 megs at one time or what?
Yeah, 100 megs per transaction.
So if I do 199 megs today, that's okay with you?
Yeah, that's right.
Okay.
That's okay with me. And
right.
The reason we like our free users is they're the ones telling other people.
No
about
kidding.
It.
Yeah, that's a very smart marketing. So, all right, Rajat, we got about a minute left.
Okay.
What's your best wisdom for us as we move forward into the second decade of the 21st century?
Yeah, I think we talked a little bit about the mobile worker and the modern professional, and I'll extend that to the modern organization and IT organization. I think going forward, it's going to be less about cables and storage and hard drives and things like that, and more about, like you said, productivity from both a management standpoint and an end user standpoint. And one of the things that's helping us win the game is how easy is your technology to adopt. So you need to be thinking about that when you roll things out to your company or you use it yourself. And like you said, for your customers and clients, is how easy is it to adopt? Because we live in a world with Twitter and things like that adding so much noise that people's attention span to learn new things is lower and lower. So ease of use, I think, how natural are the tools that you use in your workflow.
Which to me, what I tell people is make sure that if you have new technology, don't let your customers touch it unless there's something in it for them. What do you think?
Yeah, absolutely. It's got to be instant value to your customers.
Yeah.
Because that's how they'll perceive you and your business.
And whenever somebody tells me how they love a piece of technology and I say, what do you like about it? The thing that I'm looking for is for them to say, it just works.
It just works.
Yeah. Hey, Rajat Kumaran, thanks for being here. Good job today.
Thanks for having me.
We come back another day?
Absolutely.
Usendit.com. Check that out, folks. That sounds like a pretty cool product there. I'll probably start using that myself. Quick break. Stay with us. I'll be right back. Blue, 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 blue
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.